This is Jay Sekulow. A presidential outrage as Iran gets a deal on nuclear weapons, but Saeed Abedini still in prison.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Today, the United States took an important first step toward a comprehensive solution that addresses our concerns with the Islamic Republic of Iran's nuclear program.
So why did the White House pass on the chance to rescue an American citizen?
The president has effectively led Pastor Abedini for dead in Iran.
This negotiation is not the art of fantasy or the art of the ideal. It's the art of the possible, which is verifiable and clear in its capacity to be able to make Israel and the region safer.
What was concluded in Geneva last night is not a historic agreement. It's a historic mistake. It's not made the world a safer place. This agreement has made the world a much more dangerous place.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
There's new controversy this morning surrounding the Obama administration's weapons deal with Iran, which lifts economic sanctions in exchange for Iran's freeze of nuclear weapon production. But one issue that wasn't even brought to the table, the release of an American pastor we've been detailing on this program by the name of Saeed Abedini.
I spoke personally with President Rouhani of Iran earlier this fall, and we have pursued intensive diplomacy.
We've forfeited any moral superiority in foreign policy or in terms of asserting human rights for people who are Americans or not Americans. Mm-hmm. But to do this deal and not have that man walk out right at the very same time the deal was announced, it's criminal.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. And it's been a very busy and troubling weekend as news came of this so-called deal with Iran. I'll comment on the deal in a moment with Skip Ash, but let me tell you what was left out of that deal. And that was the fate of Saeed Abedini. And I want you to know that we are outraged that this has happened. And this is just something that is just unbelievable. The United States of America would ease sanctions against the Islamic Republic of Iran, giving billions of dollars to Iran, including humanitarian aid, and not get the release of Saeed Abedini and the other two Americans who are being held, in my view, as hostages in Iran. I sent a letter to the Secretary of State saying it would be a dereliction of duty to leave these Americans behind, but nonetheless, that's exactly and precisely what they did. They have left the Americans behind. And as you can tell, we are outraged. I am on my way next week to Europe to deal with this matter directly as well. And we are fighting back here. But let me tell you what has to happen. We have to have sanctions put in place to cripple Iran. Does anybody listening to me right now believe for a moment that we should trust the Iranians? I don't even believe you can trust and verify. And the reality is there is a move, a bipartisan move in Congress right now to not only not go along with this president's appeasement, but also to stiffen those sanctions and bring them back to the table and get Saeed Abedini released. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Than Bennett's in our office in D.C., our government affairs director. Than, quickly, what's the move right now on this whole situation?
Well, the deal as a whole is enormously unpopular. We can get into this, but Senator Schumer, the third-ranking Democrat in the Senate, came out voicing his strong displeasure with the deal. Jay, here's the bottom line on the Iranian deal as a whole. Sanctions are going to go forward. The president has staked out a position on this that is going to be very, very lonely in Washington, D.C. Republicans and Democrats are both going to push back.
Well, folks, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Here's what we're saying. Stand firm against a nuclear Iran. Stand firm for Pastor Saeed Abedini. We've got a brand new petition up. We've just launched it today. It's going to go to Congress by the end of the week in a couple of hours, folks. 14,563 of you have signed it. Go to ACLJ.org. Sign that petition now. No matter what petition you've signed in the past for Pastor Saeed and for Israel and for against Iran, this one is the new one, and we need your signature on it. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I need everybody that's listening to go to your phones. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're at the website. We're in that matching challenge. Don't forget, make that donation online. We get a matching grant for it. ACLJ.
American pastor Saeed Abedini has been betrayed. The Obama administration's deal with Iran did not require Iran to release Pastor Saeed. It does not even require Iran to abandon its nuclear program. Iran can still enrich uranium. It still holds Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, and it still threatens our allies, including Israel. Yet America has agreed to ease sanctions. This is simply intolerable. We cannot ease sanctions until Iran abandons its nuclear ambitions and frees Pastor Saeed. Nothing less is acceptable. Stand firm against a nuclear Iran. Stand firm for Pastor Saeed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. We cannot abandon our own citizens and our allies. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on. A lot of great things happening. A huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. A deal cut with Iran that's disastrous for Israel, disastrous for our United States. No strength, no control, no leadership. We put on the table millions, billions of dollars going to the Iranians with an easing of restrictions. And what brought them to the table were these crippling sanctions. Well, now they're being removed. And guess who is staying in Iran right now? Pastor Saeed Abedini. They did not even bring him up. Skip, let's first talk about the deal. Skip Ash, senior counsel for the ACLJ in charge of our national security practice. And I am absolutely outraged on this.
Well, you should be. We should all be outraged about this. To say that this is a good deal is to defy the meanings of words. Iran is one of the most destabilizing countries in the world today. We cannot trust them. They are playing us like a fiddle here. There's this Islamic concept of taqiyya. That means you can lie. You can make agreements and lie as long as it advances the cause of Islam. And here we have a regime whose sole purpose and being is to advance the cause of Islam. So they are lying to us. The Saudis aren't fooled by this. They understand that the agreement was not serious and that all this is going to do is to allow the Iranians to gain greater legitimacy in the international realm, that they're going to be able to take the money they're now going to receive, and they're going to be able to invest that privately and silently and secretly to continue their weapons program. They're going to have held one part of the weapons program where the West can see it and will think that we're doing something, and they're going to develop these weapons secretly elsewhere.
You know,
and
it
that's
is
exactly what we're doing.
It is, to me, unconscionable what the president of the United States has done. He has surrendered our sovereignty, our leadership, our strength, and he left Americans behind in the wake. And folks, if that doesn't outrage you, which I know it does because over 15,000 of you have signed our petition online, this is a very clear message. The administration reached a, quote, deal with Iran that did not require Iran to release Pastor Saeed. It does not even require it to abandon its nuclear program. This is, in our view, outrageous. Iran can still enrich uranium, and it still holds Pastor Saeed and two other Americans. It threatens our allies, including Israel. Yet America agreed to ease these sanctions. This, in our view, is intolerable. We cannot accept this. We will not accept this. We are demanding that the sanctions be put in place. Breach this deal. Don't do this deal. Congress could increase the sanctions, and the deal's off. We need for Congress to stand up for America and stand up for this pastor. We have time is of the essence, folks. You go to aclj.org. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Again, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. We're going to have Nagmeh Abedini joining us right now. Nagmeh, let me ask you this. I've got your reaction. Of course, I am outraged. I've been doing the media this morning and even over the weekend. I'm outraged at this move by the State Department. What's your thoughts? I know this has got to be very troubling for you and for your kids.
You know, we were hoping that Saeed would be home for Christmas. That was all the that's what the kids wanted, and we were, you know, we were waiting and hoping that Saeed would be discussed, that Iran would be kept accountable for their wrongful imprisonment of Saeed based on his religious belief, and that our government would stand up for him and speak out even before making a deal, that they would ask or demand his immediate release. And it was very discouraging to see what happened, and not knowing now with this, it's the chances of getting him out, the leverage has diminished. It's because made it much harder to try to get him home.
Yeah, also, not only has it made it harder, we've taken leverage off of the negotiating. I am outraged. Folks, let me tell you something. I believe that Congress can stiffen the sanctions. And we'll talk to Than about that in a moment. In fact, let me ask that to Than Bennett right now. Than, there is a number, bipartisan, Republicans and Democrats are saying this is a horrible deal. We should not do this. It is the stiff sanctions that brought Iran to the table. We should be maintaining those, not pulling them back, especially with Saeed not released.
Yeah, I think the sentiment was best expressed by the majority leader of the House, Jay, Eric Cantor, who said that this deal centers around trusting Iran, and that is something that we can't do. But you said it's bipartisan. Chuck Schumer's already come out, said that they're going to put sanctions back on the table. But listen, all you have to do is look at Pastor Saeed's situation, and that should be enough. There should have been no negotiations without the pastor's release. There certainly should have been no deal without his release. And, Jay, the idea that we are going to send them humanitarian aid when they are keeping one of our citizens in their prisons, it is unacceptable. It is diplomatic negligence and failure, and they have to be held to account for it.
Well, I'll tell you this, Nagmeh. You're talking to millions of people right now on this broadcast. What's the message you want out there?
You know, it's something that every American should be and is passionate about, is knowing that our government will stand up for us when we're being wrongfully held. We have not broken a law, and we're being held simply because we believe differently, because of our belief. And if we don't speak out now, if we don't let our government know this is important, it should be a priority, then I think our, as I've mentioned before, our children will face what my children are facing. And this morning I was watching them pray, and they were praying. They don't know about the recent, of course, updates, but they are praying, God, don't let Daddy die. Bring him home for Christmas. And I don't know, every time they say that, I don't know what to tell them, because it doesn't look like he will be home for Christmas. I don't know how many more Christmases. And it's hard. It's a painful, holidays are so painful for all of us. It's not, Jacob was saying a few days ago, he was saying, when Daddy comes, I'll be happy again. It shows that he's sad. And yeah. You know, it's holidays are not as, you know, joyful as they have been, and they're painful for them because Daddy's not there.
I want to ask everybody that's listening to this broadcast right now to do something. We think that our main avenue of attack here against this implementation is through an increasing of the sanctions, and there seems to be bipartisan support for that and bipartisan rejection of what the president has done. I need everybody that's listening to go to ACLJ.org and sign this new petition. We're going to have Than take it over to Washington, to the Capitol Hill today and tomorrow, and update everybody. I'm going to be speaking with Senator Ted Cruz in just a few minutes after radio today. I'm going to let him know. We need to hear from, I need to hear, I want to be able to tell them that we've got over 20,000 signatures in 3 or 4 hours. So ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We're asking you to say stiff sanctions and Saeed's release. That's it. We cannot appease the Iranians. The regime cannot be appeased. The Islamic Republic of Iran cannot be appeased. We have no negotiating room in that regard. We are giving up our negotiations by this appeasement approach. It did not work in World War II for Neville Chamberlain. It's not going to work for President Obama. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let me go to Skip Ash on this one quickly here, Skip. The power leverage that has been removed here is really unbelievable what has happened.
It really is, because now we're going to allow them to get money to come into their economy. Their economy is all on the verge of collapse. We're going to allow them to come in. That's going to remove pressure from their own people on the government, and there was pressure from the people to stop all this stuff. And so what we're doing is we're allowing them breathing space, and they're going to take advantage of it. Remember, the Iranians, the Persians, invented chess, and we're being played. They're three or four moves beyond us in this thing. They know how to play the game, and they're playing it masterfully, and our president is falling for it.
Nagme, let me ask you this. I want you to talk to everybody that's out there right now and ask them to be – let me tell you this. I'm not giving up on a Christmas release either, by the way. We don't lose hope in all of this. But last thing from you, Nagme, on this is I know this is tough on the kids, but what about you? I know you're out there speaking, but we've got to have your voice out there continuing to raise this issue for Saeed's release and the other Americans that are in prison.
You know, it's been blow after blow. I keep having to get up and fight for his release. There's been days that I haven't wanted to get up, and I haven't wanted to. It's been hard to even want to breathe, to be honest. And I just have to continually stand up, looking at my kids every day. I know I have to just get up and continue. It's hard for me to understand because our president asked for Saeed's release in September and things got worse. And it just, if anything, it shows that the Iranian government's not to be trusted. And for them not to speak out and say, you know, why has he been moved to this new prison and he needs to be released immediately? It's just, it's heart-wrenching. It's been an emotional journey. And,
yeah.
I do hope it's over soon, and as you mentioned, now is the time to speak out more than ever.
Yeah, well, Nagme, we appreciate you coming on. I'm going to be with you on a couple of TV broadcasts this afternoon. Thanks for being with us. Folks, let me play for you. This is President Obama, and then I'm going to respond. I'm going to get you to act.
We approach these negotiations with a basic understanding. Iran, like any nation, should be able to access peaceful nuclear energy. But because of its record of violating its obligations, Iran must accept strict limitations on its nuclear program that make it impossible to develop a nuclear weapon.
Really? So why did you just bargain away, Mr. President, the leverage we had on the Iranians, and why did you leave Americans behind? If it outrages you like it does me, you go to ACLJ.org and you sign that new petition right now and you speak out, or you call us at 1-877-989-2255. Time is of the essence. The president, in my view, is dereliction of duty by leaving Americans behind and trading away America's leverage. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And look what we've done to our ally Israel. You speak out now, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Time is of the essence.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. American pastor Saeed Abedini has been betrayed. The Obama administration's deal with Iran did not require Iran to release Pastor Saeed. It does not even require Iran to abandon its nuclear program. Iran can still enrich uranium. It still holds Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, and it still threatens our allies, including Israel. Yet America has agreed to ease sanctions. This is simply intolerable. We cannot ease sanctions until Iran abandons its nuclear ambitions and frees Pastor Saeed. Nothing less is acceptable. Stand firm against a nuclear Iran. Stand firm for Pastor Saeed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, ACLJ.org. We cannot abandon our own citizens and our allies.
back, folks. We are outraged at what's happened here, and I need your help. Nagma Abedini needs your help, and I need you to go to ACLJ.org and right now saying increase those sanctions to void this agreement out. That's the way to legally do that. I'm going to have Than explain that in a moment. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I need everybody that's listening to go to your phones or go to the website and sign on to this. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let me go to Skip first. Skip, here's what we've got. We know that if there's an increase in sanctions or additional sanctions, the agreement is voided. That's what we need to see happen here.
That's exactly right, but that is part of the agreement. I mean, the Iranians understood that there was going to be a pushback from America, from the common people in America, and perhaps the Congress, so they made sure they wrote in that there would be no attempt and the president would veto anything that would queer the deal. So it's the president is going to have to veto any sanctions that are passed, so we just hope that the Congress will have enough to override the veto.
So, Than, what is the procedurally going to happen? I know you've got a lot of senators already speaking out on this.
Yeah, I mean, Skip is right on this, but here's the bottom line. Sanctions are going to the president's desk. I mean, you had the third-ranking Democrat in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, come out very strongly. In fact, Jay, he said it was strong sanctions in the first place that even got Iran to the negotiating table. Relieving those sanctions takes away that pressure. And he said that this deal makes it more likely, not less, that Congress will send them those sanctions. So procedurally, they're going to send them to the president. And like Skip said, the question is, do they have enough to override a veto that's coming?
Let me give you the exact quote from Chuck Schumer. Quote, "I am disappointed by the terms of the agreement between Iran and the P5 plus one nations because it does not seem proportional. This disproportionality of this agreement makes it more likely that Democrats and Republicans will join together and pass additional sanctions when we return in December. I intend to discuss the possibility with my colleagues." Folks, that is the only way we're going to be able to get the pressure back on, protect Israel, and to protect Pastor Saeed Abedini. That's it. So I need your help. The pastor needs your help. The state of Israel needs your help. This has got to stop. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Carol's calling from South Carolina on line 3. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Jay. I want to thank God for all that you do for our country and our people. And I want to say, why don't we, as a people, get together and march on Washington early next year?
Because we don't have that kind of time. I mean, I appreciate your sentiment, Carol, and there may be groups that decide to do that, but we have got to really move aggressively, quickly. Before, I mean, we have days. This isn't months. This is days of work here. And as I said, I'm going overseas to do some negotiating next week, but we really are running out of time. Listen to what Congressman Elliot Engel from New York, Democrat from New York, had to say yesterday.
"It's disappointing to me that Iran is still going to be allowed to enrich while they're talking. I would have thought that that should be a prerequisite to any kind of talks. We're not asking them to dismantle any of their centrifuges. So that's disappointing."
There you have it. I mean, these are Democrats speaking out, and that's why we're fighting back. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Folks, we're in the last 5 days of our matching challenge in the middle of all this, which means any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for. I encourage you to do that at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. If sanctions pass, the key is going to be, Than, whether it is veto-proof.
Absolutely, and I would say to Carol, who called in just a moment, we don't have time to march on Washington, but we can be your voice here. I'm talking to these members, and I'm talking to their senators, and I told you just a few minutes ago, Jay, that those sanctions would pass, but what is not clear is whether or not we have a veto-proof majority, and we have to have that the first time these are passed. We need two-thirds vote in both chambers, so members have got to stand with us. This is going to come down to where these members state their position in the next week, Jay. Time is absolutely critical here.
All right, we're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. Mary's calling from California. She's on line one. Hi, Mary.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. My comment was that actually President Obama is going to be here in Southern California this afternoon and tomorrow. He's going to be at two fundraisers in Beverly Hills today. I had thought that if people are interested in putting up protest signs, but I'm very aware, as the comment was, that that will not be doing the same thing as
the petition.
Right now what we've got to do is focus on Washington like a laser beam. The president is going to ignore signs that he sees. I mean, I can't tell people not to exercise First Amendment rights, but the reality is what Fan just said is correct. We've got to first get the sanctions through the House and the Senate. I believe they will pass. The president will then veto his own United States Senate Democratic colleagues. We have to have a be able to override that veto. And folks, it's Israel's in the balance. The whole situation is in the balance. And Saeed Abedini is in the balance on this. So we have got a real task ahead of us going right into Thanksgiving. Folks, we're going to take more of your calls when we come back from the break. If you're not getting the full hour of the broadcast, go to ACLJ.org. You can listen to it there. SiriusXM, of course, as well. But let me tell you something, folks. I want to play for you a comment from Chuck Schumer. This tells you the nature of the fight we've got when you've got Chuck Schumer saying this. This is a Democrat, the number third ranking Democrat in the United States Senate.
Iran simply freezes its nuclear capabilities while we reduce the sanctions. That is not a proportionate agreement. The disproportionality of this agreement makes it more likely that Democrats and Republicans will join together and pass additional sanctions when we return in December. I intend to discuss that possibility with my colleagues.
So, Skip, we've got the one of the ranking Democrats saying this. There looks like there's bipartisan support for this. This is our legal avenue to undo what the president has gotten us into.
Absolutely, and we need to go that route. Remember when we did a similar thing with North Korea? They signed a piece of paper, they were going to be good, and then they developed into a nuclear power. Iran is following exactly the same pattern, and we're letting them get away with it. The members of Congress who want to put on more sanctions are the ones who have their feet on the ground, understand what it's going to take to bring Iranian administration to heel.
All right, folks, let me tell you what I need everybody to do. As we get ready to take a break, I need everybody that is listening to me right now to go to their phones or go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition. This is a petition asking for additional sanctions, and the sanctions including the release of Saeed Abedini. That's the only way to void what the president has done. We've looked at it legally. This is the legal approach. John Bolton called this abject surrender. We have got to fight back. I'm going to be on the phone with Senator Ted Cruz in just about 30 minutes, and I want to be able to tell him that we've exceeded well over 16,000, 17,000 signatures on this petition. Go to ACLJ.org and sign it right now, ACLJ.org, or call, and I'll add your name that way, 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Also, get that petition out, folks, on Facebook, on your social media. Share it. Like us on Facebook. Become part of the team. We've got a very small window here. They're going to be back right after Thanksgiving, and we've got to get to work and get sanctions imposed to void what the President of the United States has done. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Those are the numbers you can call to add your name. We're going to be here for another 30 minutes. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. They are celebrating in the streets of Tehran, and we've got an American citizen, three of them, rotting in a jail in Iran, and the president waiving our ability, well, we can fight back and undo this. We can really get rid of this deal, folks, with these sanctions. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Time is of the essence. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
We cannot ease sanctions until Iran abandons its nuclear ambitions and frees Pastor Saeed. Nothing less is acceptable. Stand firm against a nuclear Iran. Stand firm for Pastor Saeed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, ACLJ.org. We cannot abandon our own citizens and our allies.
everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We are talking about the president signing a deal through his Secretary of State, Kerry, that eases the sanctions on Iran, leaves Pastor Saeed Abedini behind, throws our ally Israel under the bus, and how are we going to fight back and fix this mess that the president's policy has gotten us into? We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Listen to John Kerry. This is his statement. How in the world we agreed to this is unbelievable to me. And then to leave Saeed Abedini behind and two other Americans, unconscionable. Listen to this.
None of this is based on trust. It's not a question of trust. It's a question of having the verification and the intrusive inspections and the insights into the program and the commitments that can be held accountable so that you are, in fact, creating a fail-safe mechanism by which you are making your judgments.
Okay, Skip, you've dealt with this region. You're head of our national security group. You have practiced law in the region, as I have. You served in the United States military. Secretary of State Kerry's statement saying fail-safe net mechanisms with the Iranians. Is he in another planet?
I believe he is. When you think just because you have a regime that says they will not do something and you expect them to follow through, they will continue to show that they're trying to comply, and they will have things that can be checked. At the same time, while they're showing you with one hand, they're concealing things with the other hand. The whole purpose of their regime is to get atomic weapons. They want atomic weapons for a number of reasons, not the least of which is the fact that they would be the dominant power in that area of the world. They could control the flow of oil everywhere, to include Saudi oil and everybody else's, if they have a nuclear weapon. And therefore, that's their goal. They want to do that. They also have the Shia religious idea that they should be the ones in charge of Islam, that they're the right ones, and they want to spread that throughout the world. So while we're being fooled,
right,
by looking at one hand, they are taking action secretly on the other hand, and they will at some point present us with a fait accompli, just like the North Koreans did, and they're following that model very closely.
You know, the other irony of this, of course, now you got the Israelis working with the Saudis, and Skip, that has to say something right there, the concern level in the region when you got Israel and the Saudis working together.
Well, that's exactly right. And the Saudis aren't fooled. You know, they come from the same religious background. They understand the principles that Iran is applying against the infidel West. And they are making these agreements. And within the Quran, Muhammad was able to make an agreement. And when it suited his purposes, he could break that agreement to push Islam forward. And that's exactly what they're doing against us.
The whole thing is outrageous. So, Than, let's talk about a time frame here. Senator Schumer saying as soon as they get back in December, what is the time frame?
Well, timing-wise, that's actually problematic with Thanksgiving bearing down on us. But here's what I expect will happen on that, Jay. I mean, the Senate is not supposed to be here next week for votes. I actually think they may change that if we ratchet pressure up enough, because this is something that, you know, Will Haynes mentioned this in the break. This is a very divided Senate.
Right.
Not on this issue. I mean, this is an 80 or 90 vote threshold, and it's going to have to be because it's one that the president would veto. So I actually think the Senate might come back into session just to address this issue.
I think we've got to keep the outrage high, folks. That's going to be a large part of this, where it means you come into play here. And we need you to go and get this information out. How do you do that? Share this on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. We've got the ACLJ page. Jordan has a page. I have a page. So share it, like it, get it out to your friends. Share the information that's on our website. Make sure you're communicating this to people around in your social networks. It is very, very critical that we do that. If you want to stand with us, and I encourage you to stand with Pastor Saeed right now and with Israel, you go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Folks, we have no time to waste. We've got to fight back. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're also in our matching challenge campaign. So when you go to the website, make an online gift, we get a matching grant at ACLJ.org. Remember, we're here. We're taking your calls. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And to stand with us, with Israel, with Pastor Saeed, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. American pastor Saeed Abedini has been betrayed. The Obama administration's deal with Iran did not require Iran to release Pastor Saeed. It does not even require Iran to abandon its nuclear program. Iran can still enrich uranium. It still holds Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, and it still threatens our allies, including Israel. Yet America has agreed to ease sanctions. This is simply intolerable. We cannot ease sanctions until Iran abandons its nuclear ambitions and frees Pastor Saeed. Nothing less is acceptable. Stand firm against a nuclear Iran. Stand firm for Pastor Saeed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. We cannot abandon our own citizens and our allies.
So why did the White House pass on the chance to rescue an American citizen?
Well, effectively, the president who won a Nobel Peace Prize before he ever waged peace anywhere has effectively led Pastor Abedini for dead in Iran.
Those are the words of Peter Johnson Jr. from Fox News, a good friend of ours, and I will tell you, this is a dire, dire situation, folks. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me remind you, we've got a brand new petition up, almost 16,000 signatures to that petition now, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. We've got to get sanctions in place to void the agreement. Skip, walk everybody through that right now, the legal steps we need to take, and then I'm going to have Stan address the legislation on how it'll take place.
Okay, what we have right now, part of the agreement that was this interim agreement that was put together, one of the terms was that the United States, through our president and our Congress, would take no further steps to increase sanctions. So one of the things that has to take place, if our Congress votes in increased sanctions, then the president will have to veto that or attempt to veto that, or we have a violation of the agreement, and if the agreement's violated, then the whole thing crumbles. So that's one of the terms that was written into this. And as we discussed earlier, as Senator Schumer said, this is not a balanced agreement. I mean, we've given a lot more than we're getting. We're getting promises, and we're giving actual money. And therefore, I think that in that sense, this is a absolutely horrendous agreement, which the Israelis recognize as horrendous, and the Saudis. And as you said, Jay, when those two agree, it has to be bad because they seldom agree on anything.
So then, we know that our legal avenue to void this agreement is to get the sanctions through the House and the Senate and make it veto-proof. What is the procedure that we need to go through? Because this is our avenue, and this keeps us, again, being able to negotiate for Saeed Abedini. If not, we're in real trouble here.
Right. The first step would be an initial vote in both the House and the Senate. I think it would pass overwhelmingly in the House. And, Jay, I think it probably has 70 to 80 votes as we speak in the United States Senate.
Wow.
But something people have to pay attention to, and Skip brought this up in a break, and he is absolutely correct. This president will go to the United States Senate and will try to put pressure on those senators who support new sanctions to change their vote. And we've got to be careful, Jay, because this Senate has a track record of bowing to the president on this one. So they're only going to stay firm if their voters, their constituency, speak louder than the president of the United States.
All right, folks, we need you to react on this. Go to aclj.org, sign that petition now, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air, we'll take your calls at 1-800- 800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Diane is calling. She's on line 5. Hi, Diane. Welcome to the broadcast. Hi. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Before I ask my question, I'd just like to say every American should be aware that we are already, that this administration will go to any lengths that will hurt anybody to achieve their objective.
Yeah.
And this apparently seems to be to say he got peace with Israel, with Iran, whether it was true or not.
We haven't gotten peace with Iran. I mean, he may say this is a great agreement and it's historic. I think it was Netanyahu who said this is an historic disaster. Listen to what Mike Rogers said on CNN, the congressman.
We have just rewarded very bad and dangerous behavior. So think about what this agreement does. It says you can continue to enrich. That's what the Iranians believe. And they have made no changes in the development of their nuclear weapon program. And I can tell you that with a high degree of certainty.
So that's a really encouraging thought. So we gave away the store. We didn't get Saeed Abedini released. And we have the Iranians celebrating in the street. Sound familiar? They've done that before. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to take it on. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Again, 800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Mary Ellen's calling from Illinois on line 4. Hi, Mary Ellen.
Hi, Jay. I followed this closely all weekend, yep. And I called to ask, well, what can we do? But as I was listening to you, my question is now, can the legislators put it in the agreement that Pastor Saeed is part of the deal?
You can't mandate that. It's a great idea, Mary Ellen. But what it will do is we'll be able to work through sources to arrange that. There are, Stan, we should point out that we do have the resolutions coming out of the Senate and the House now for Saeed Abedini.
Yeah, the Congress has spoken pretty strongly on this. The Senate already and the House will. But I would say this to the caller. I mean, we have to ask the question, why was Saeed not brought up? And I think the answer is very simple. It is not a priority for this administration to talk
obviously
about him. I think about what Nagme told us just a few minutes ago, that she keeps being dealt blow after blow and she has to keep up and continue fighting. How about a president of the United States that would fight for her? I mean, that's what I think we should have happen. And while it may not be a part of the sanction legislation, we certainly continue to have to impress upon the president that we expect nothing less of him.
I'll tell you something, folks. We got to have to fight back on this and fight back aggressively. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. What would you have us say to the president? What would you have us say on behalf of the pastor in jail in Iran and Israel? 1-800-684-3110. Listen to what Benjamin Netanyahu had to say when this agreement was concurred.
What was concluded in Geneva last night is not a historic agreement. It's a historic mistake. It's not made the world a safer place. This agreement has made the world a much more dangerous place.
And Skip, I believe that that is correct, because, and the evidence of that is when you've got the Saudis, and we've said this, and the Israelis now working together because they're concerned about where this is going, this region of the world has just become much more unstable.
Absolutely. And everybody in the region realizes that the Iranian regime is expansionist. They're sending their soldiers into Syria. They're sending them throughout the Middle East to destabilize some of these governments in favor of a more Shiite form of government, which is more radical within Islam. And the Saudis recognize it. The Israelis definitely recognize it because they have neighbors that are nasty all around them. They recognize that when one of the things they learned from the Holocaust is when somebody says they want to kill you, you should take it seriously. And the Iranians have been saying that for years.
They said it last week. They were saying it last week about the United States and Israel. The Ayatollah was saying it, Skip, last week.
Absolutely. And now they're trying to get the weaponry to make it possible to do that. And we need to take that seriously. The Israelis do. And they're looking over their shoulder now to find out why is the United States acting this way?
Well, let's answer that question, because that is a good one. What in the world are we doing? Why in the world? I know the president wants to change the topic from Obamacare, but this is sure some way to do it.
Well, it seems to me that as you have already mentioned this program, this is getting to be more and more similar to the pre-World War II situation, where we have an identified hostile power, which is expansionist, and the West engages in wishful thinking rather than taking the action to thwart it before it gets to the point where it can spill over and cause war. We have gotten to that point and we backed off, just like Neville Chamberlain did in Munich, coming back with that piece of paper, peace in our time. We're almost there with the Secretary of State saying that we have peace in our time. And that's nonsense, and we're going to pay a high price in blood for this type of a decision.
All right, folks, we want your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go to Brian, who's calling from Virginia. He's on line two. Hi, Brian.
Hey, guys. Lord bless you, man. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I need to share something with you guys. I've been dropping into different churches throughout this whole incident, and how do we get these churches? They're not even mentioning this man in their services.
We talked about that. There are a lot of churches that are. I do want to say that, but you're right. By and large, they're not. This is going to be an outreach opportunity that we're going to try to explore over the next couple of days. But I'll tell you the truth, Brian. We need you and your friends and people that listen to this broadcast to talk to your church pastors. There's only so much we understand, folks. We are operating on maximum capacity right now. We've got offices around the globe engaged in this. Obviously, Than and our team in Washington are completely engaged in this. You're hearing this on air. I just looked at my schedule. We've got interviews from the moment we get off on schedule right now until this evening. So I got to tell you, we need your help on this. There's a way you could do it, and that is let your churches know and get your prayer groups. Share this information on social media, Facebook, Pinterest. That is the way to really make some direct help right now. If you want to talk to us on air, we're going to be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. And we really want to hear from you. What is your reaction to all this? 800-684-3110. 3110. And I will tell you that we will be happy to take your phone calls when we come back from the break. As we go to a break, everyone that's listening to this broadcast right now, here's what I need you to do. You need to go to the phones. You need to add your voice. You need to speak out. You could do that by calling us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and add your name to that petition right there at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Don't forget, we're in a matching challenge campaign as well. Just about 5 days left for this month's challenge. We need your help on that. You can do that at ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. If you want to talk to us on air, and I encourage you to speak out, folks, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We will talk to you when we come back from this break.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. American pastor Saeed Abedini has been betrayed. The Obama administration's deal with Iran did not require Iran to release Pastor Saeed. It does not even require Iran to abandon its nuclear program. Iran can still enrich uranium. It still holds Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, and it still threatens our allies, including Israel. Yet America has agreed to ease sanctions. This is simply intolerable. We cannot ease sanctions until Iran abandons its nuclear ambitions and frees Pastor Saeed. Nothing less is acceptable. Stand firm against a nuclear Iran. Stand firm for Pastor Saeed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. We cannot abandon our own citizens and our allies.
All right, folks, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And let's go right to Rick, who's calling from Georgia on line one. Hi, Rick.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, I'm calling in regards to the church situation.
Yep.
I know two pastors here in Georgia that have received letters from the current administration stating that if they did anything, any sermons or anything, said anything derogatory about the administration,
yep,
that they would get the nonprofit authority revoked.
Yeah, they're nonprofit.
So, yeah,
get them, Rick. They need to contact us in our legal helpline, and we could put you on hold, and we'll get that information to you. And have them call us. I mean, obviously, we're handling those cases against the IRS. Those churches are free to speak out on the issues. They're free to address these issues, and they're allowed to speak, including this one this week. They could say this situation with Iran is deplorable. It's despicable. We're not protecting our ally Israel. We're leaving a Christian pastor behind. All of that can be said, and I encourage you to do that and have them speak out. So that's an easy way to do it. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Irene's calling from New York. She's on line three. Hi, Irene.
Hi, Jay. You know, this is going to hurt the Democrats because many Jewish voters are Democrats, and once they hear this, I think it's going to hurt the Democrats next year for November 2014.
It may. I mean, I know that Chuck Schumer's number three in the United States Senate, very supportive of Israel, Jewish, and very aggressive on the support of Israel. Listen to what he had to say, how disappointed he was in his own president.
Iran simply freezes its nuclear capabilities while we reduce the sanctions. That is not a proportionate agreement. The disproportionality of this agreement makes it more likely that Democrats and Republicans will join together and pass additional sanctions when we return in December. I intend to discuss that possibility with my colleagues.
Listen to this statement from Secretary of State Kerry yesterday on ABC this week. This is just a few days ago. This is unbelievably outrageous. Do you think we're dealing with a legitimate regime here? Listen to number nine.
This negotiation is not the art of fantasy or the art of the ideal. It's the art of the possible, which is verifiable and clear in its capacity to be able to make Israel and the region safer.
Yeah, well, that certainly, Skip, is not the reaction of Israel or the region, for that matter.
That's exactly right. Talk about arrogance. Here we are because he believes this, and because he has gone in and they've negotiated this, he believes that he is better representing the interests of Israel and the region than Israel and the region can do themselves. Saudi Arabia is not fooled about this. The Israelis are not fooled about this. The only one fooled about this is Secretary Kerry in this administration. And we need to, I mean, this, to me, it's just unbelievable that he would get up and say that. The Saudis are incensed because they didn't know anything about this type of thing going to be taking place. And the Israelis knew it was going on, but they had no say in it. This is just like Czechoslovakia in 1938.
So we were talking about this during the break, then. Procedurally, we look like we have the votes in the House and Senate to put in sanctions, which voids this agreement, folks, which is a big help here. But the question is, procedurally, how do we do it in the time frame?
Yeah, I mean, there's a substance and a political question. The substance one, of course, is not every good deal is a good deal, and this one's a bad deal. Procedurally, Jay, Irene, the last caller, actually made the right point here. She said that, you know, the political ramifications for Democrats, if they go along with the president, are going to be damaging, and I actually think that undersells it. I mean, I think that's why 70 or 80 Democrats are opposing the president. But procedurally, we have to make sure that two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate support these new sanctions, because the president is going to veto it, and at that point it gets sent back to both chambers, and the sanctions actually only go into place if two-thirds of each chamber approve them. So you can't just go with a simple majority. You have to have people like Chuck Schumer being willing to go to the mat to vote for it and to pull his colleagues who may be on the fence align with him. You have to have a supermajority.
You know, folks, I want you to listen to what Bob Corker had to say, the senator from Tennessee. This is the kind of reaction it's getting. This is a Republican reaction, but take a listen.
from their perspective, they do view this administration as weak. And I think they see this as their window of opportunity to negotiate with an administration that has shown that it really doesn't have a lot of the intestinal fortitude that other administrations have had. They've seen that in Syria, and that's been a learning experience for them.
In fact, these negotiators were met at the airport, according to Associated Press, with hundreds of cheering supporters greeting their nuclear negotiators as they arrived back in Tehran late Sunday night. The crowd, mostly young students, called both Iran's foreign minister and its top nuclear negotiators ambassadors of peace. They carried flowers and Iranian flags. Among them were families of slain nuclear scientists, as well as lawmakers and other officials. The people chanted, "We are thankful in the capacity of 8 years." That referred to the 8 years of poor relations Iran had with the West under the former hardline president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. They also chanted no to war, sanctions, surrender, and insult. So this, I mean, folks, we're negotiating with people that have no interest whatsoever in protecting the region, the peaceful. And Saeed Abedini is still in the jail in Iran, and the president's statement is non-existent. It's, to me, it's incredible. The president asked the president of Iran for his release back after the General Assembly meeting of the UN. And the response was to treat Saeed, as Nagmeh said, worse. I mean, is this incomprehensible to you? It is to me. But that's exactly what has happened here. And they don't understand anything but strength. And we are showing Skip serious weakness. And this was a really bad calculation on the administration's front.
That's exactly right. And not only are that, they also pay attention to what's going on in this country. And right now, all the heads of our services have been reporting the reduction in readiness because of the fund cuts. So now we are even less able to take military action because of Congress's inability to sort out the budget. And that the Iranians understand this. They are playing this exactly the right time. The administration wants to back off. They're going to give them show a little bit of leg there, so to speak, and have them back off, and then they get a better deal. We can come back waving the paper that we have peace in our time, and the only one fooled is the United States and our Western allies, who will not stand up and take action when it needs to be taken. And this administration has fumbled the ball badly on this. They had done well up to this point in the sense of keeping sanctions and keeping our allies in line, but now they're backing off. And once you start taking these sanctions off, it's going to be that much more difficult to ever put them back in when we do discover the inevitable violations of the Iranians.
I've got a piece up at foxnews.com called "Obama White House Betrays an American Pastor." It's at foxnews.com. Let me encourage you to go over there and take a listen and take a look at that. We've also got some video posted there as well for an interview I did this morning. Folks, we need your help on this, and we need you to speak out. We've got a petition up to get these additional sanctions in to void out what President Obama has done. You could sign it at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. So either at aclj.org or 877-989-2255. And it's critical that we hear from you right now to stand up for Pastor Saeed Abedini, who's been left behind by his own government. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Now, when you're at the website, let me encourage you to do something. We're in the last few days of our November matching challenge. That means any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for. So you can do that at aclj.org. Any amount you donate, we get a match for. So go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. You're helping us out right away. So aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. We still have that great movie up on the IRS at irsmovie.com. That's irsmovie.com. And don't forget to share us, like us on Facebook. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
We cannot ease sanctions until Iran abandons its nuclear ambitions and frees Pastor Saeed. Nothing less is acceptable. Stand firm against a nuclear Iran. Stand firm for Pastor Saeed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. We cannot abandon our own citizens and our allies.